Former Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold is acting a lot like a candidate. This week, the Democrat resigned his post as special envoy to the African Great Lakes and the Congo. He says he plans to tour Wisconsin extensively for the rest of the year. Chris Murray says all signs point to a possible rematch next year between Feingold and Republican Senator Ron Johnson. Johnson ousted Feingold in 2010. Murray is a lecturer at Marquette's Les Aspin Center for Government in Washington. He told WUWM's Aaron Toner that Feingold might consider now a good time to get back in the game because of the math.
The major difference is 2016 is going to be a Senate campaign that will take place in the midst of a presidential election, whereas 2010 took place in a midterm election. If you look at turnout in Wisconsin in 2014, in last year's midterm, and compare it to what you saw in 2012, the previous presidential election, what that means is that in Wisconsin you have about 650,000 more voters show up in a presidential election year than they do in a midterm. And it's not just 650,000 voters, it's more likely that those are, by and large, Democratic voters. So the context in which he would be running in 2016 would be much more favorable to him as a Democratic candidate than the election that he lost in.
Okay, so there's timing. There's also the potential opponent, Senator Ron Johnson, who some pundits are calling the Senate's most vulnerable incumbent. Why are some coming to that conclusion?
I think a lot of it is because of that math that I just talked about. I mean, Wisconsin is a state that has voted for the Democratic presidential nominee the last seven elections. Ronald Reagan was the last Republican presidential candidate to win Wisconsin. And so that is the pattern that now Senator Johnson is going to be running up against. And so if you look at, you know, the states that Democrats are going to be targeting to win back control of the Senate, there are five states that Obama won the last two times in 2008 and 2012, and Wisconsin is one of them. And so Senator Johnson is in a lot of ways an anomaly, given kind of his ideology and the direction of the state, especially in presidential election years. And that, for Democrats, that's a big kind of flashing signal that he is somebody that can be beat. Also, Senator Johnson, prior to getting elected in 2010, had never held office in Wisconsin. And so he doesn't have the kind of track record of experience and name recognition and representative work and all those things that help incumbents win over time. Somebody like Russ Feingold, who, you know, had three terms in the Senate and had been in the state Senate before that. So there's a lot of that history that he's going to theoretically bring with him to a campaign.
Well, let's look back at Russ Feingold's political career. What made him so successful politically for nearly three decades?
He was successful, but in his Senate campaigns, he was not winning by huge margins. I mean, the biggest percentage of the vote that he ever got was 55%. But he was winning consistently. And, you know, what he was able to do was to kind of tap into the kind of progressive history and population in Wisconsin, especially in places like Dane County, and then, of course, Milwaukee. And so you could kind of cobble those together and win pretty consistently, but not by huge margins. And so that's, I guess, a little bit of a caveat that I would have about Feingold is if he were to get in and if he were to win, it would be largely because of the presidential election year electorate in Wisconsin that tends to be much more Democratic.